Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
She, before the curry arrived to the table, just put her head on the table and went to sleep. And the waiter said, oh, do you want to get her home? And I said, no. Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs. If you've decided to reset your healthy plan after the May bank holiday, not doing it now. There's another bank holiday. There's two, end of May. This is the podcast you need. I'm Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
Hi.
Producer Paul is back.
Woo!
I mean, finally. Oh. Back to save this podcast.
Can you even believe he said that?
I know. I can.
We had so many messages saying, been so relatable the last few weeks. Been really so we're happy and confident that we've done a great job without you.
Okay.
Who knew that could happen, Paul?
Certainly not me.
Have you got an update for us for later on in this podcast?
Yes, I do. My wife even got out of storage because we've moved house. Mm. The scales.
Good.
So I've weighed myself this morning and it is quite the revelation.
Okay. He looks a bit smug though, doesn't he?
Yeah, I'm already furious.
You can't read this face. It's poker face.
Okay.
All right, let's start things off with our first update from Victoria.
I have made no secret of the fact that I am struggling to be back on any sort of diet plan at the moment. And I am still making my way through Easter products. I'm still buying Easter products. And I'm not really paying much attention to what I'm consuming. However, two things have happened since we last recorded. One of those is the fact that I went out on Saturday night, which was so, so much fun. And I danced all night. Like, my Fitbit went crazy. I danced that much, which was great. Now, because I hadn't been out for so long, I did not feel that great yesterday. And usually I will eat my way through a hangover. However, yesterday I just couldn't do that. And it started when I got on my train back home, because up until this point I was fine. And then the train went backwards. And then that was it. Yesterday was a complete write-off. I had croissants from the hotel as I left, and I got a large coffee. And I was fine until that train journey, and then that was it. So I'm hoping that any sort of dancing, any sort of exercise, the fact that I haven't eaten much at all this weekend will go in my favour for the scales, because up until that point, I still wasn't really back on a plan.
Victoria.
Oh, God.
What a weekend, though.
It's been a great weekend. Mm. My Fitbit went crazy. And let me just tell you, and I know you like a stat, everybody.
I love a stat. Paul, get your spreadsheet out, darling.
Okay.
So on Saturday, my watch said that I'd done 3 hours of exercise, like cardio exercise.
Oh, gosh.
And on Sunday, it was 4.5 hours exercise.
So that's Saturday night into Sunday morning?
Yeah. Oh. 7.5 hours.
Wow. Really?
Well, added to like walking to the train station.
Of course.
And whatever. But yeah, we did not stop dancing.
Oh.
And I wore flat shoes as well. So I didn't even have sore feet. It was just great.
Oh my, you're such a grown-up, darling.
Know. Oh my God, I felt freaking old though.
Did you?
Jesus.
Because of the people that you were around with.
Oh, they were tiny little whippersnappers.
I mean, you are a bit old for that kind of behaviour now.
I know. Well, I'm 35 this week, so tell me about it.
We just had a long discussion this week about how afternoon drinking is the only way to do it.
It really
now.
Is. Yeah, really.
Get home for 9. Lovely.
I know. My body still woke me up at my usual time, so we didn't get in until 3, and I still woke up at 6:30. Mm. Oh, but it was great. It was really, really good. Had a great time.
And did you, at any stage of the weekend, think about a plan?
No, of course not.
No.
Well, I usually like to eat my way through a hangover. That's what I do. Mm. Subway is my go-to. Mm. Graze throughout. But yeah, my seat on the train went backwards. And believe me, it was a long half an hour journey.
That's not an easy thing.
And then that was it. Then I didn't want to eat for the day. So I was quite disappointed because, you know, it's a great excuse, isn't it, to, you know, eat
Always.
All day.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't. So I hadn't really eaten.
Well, you're blaming this on the train going backwards.
Yeah, because it made me feel really sick.
Well, it's not their 14 hours of drinking.
No, I was fine. I honestly, the hotel gave you croissants and I got a coffee on the walk. I had a lovely walk to the train station. It was a lovely day.
Nice.
I promise you, I was absolutely fine. Absolutely
because you
fine.
Were still drunk.
Maybe, I don't know.
I think you were still drunk.
But that train did something to me.
Yeah.
And it's well, it put me off.
It mixed about the rum that was still inside.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not the bottle and half of rum that's in your system. It's definitely the direction the train was moving.
Well, I'm just saying, I've drank way more than that before and I've been fine.
The thing about this is, I always think, is that sometimes if I feel okay that day, I have a day after it's, that where I've got to eat crap all day.
I didn't really have that yesterday, funnily enough.
Oh my
God.
If you fucking got away with this again, I'm going to go crazy.
Well, up until that, so I went out on Saturday. On Saturday morning, I did go to one of my favourite local home bakers who had Easter chocolate left over and bought 6 brownies.
Oh, I saw them.
Oh, they were
shit, they look good.
Yeah, they've all gone now.
Like with little mini eggs on and stuff.
Yeah, mini eggs or like a cream egg cut in half or an Easter bunny
on
a brownie.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they were good. It really, really good. So, yeah. And then after recording last week, yeah, I didn't really get back on any sort of plan. So.
Fucking hell.
I know.
So you got on the scales?
I got on the scales.
And?
I don't
You've
know.
Got to put on. Tell me you've put on. Just firstly, tell me you've put on.
I can't, Joe.
Oh!
I don't know if you can class this as a Victoria, pull in a Victoria, but I'm just going to say it. I've maintained.
Oh, my God.
I've maintained, and I shouldn't have done.
No, you're damn fucking right. What did you do last week? I can't remember.
I lost one, I think. Yeah, I think I lost
one. Yeah, you lost a pound.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've maintained from that, which is fine.
But it is fine.
Because we had like 8 cocktails in Turtle Bay and then went to the hotel.
I saw a photo of a table full of cocktails. Yeah. It looked like there were 20 people there.
Oh, it was... honestly, we had to. It was that busy and service was that slow that we were like, well, let's just get 8 each and then we don't have to go back to the bar.
8 each.
Look, you guys have been out with me. I do not know why you're shocked at this.
I would have been so overwhelmed just at looking at 8 8 drinks in front of me.
Oh, it wasn't a problem getting them down the hatch, let me tell you.
Wow.
So, yeah. Oh, God, you've done good.
Thank you. I'm impressed with myself.
You've done really good.
And I feel like that has actually been the kick up the arse because I don't know. I don't want all of that stuff now. I'm ready to draw a line now.
When's your birthday?
Tomorrow. Or yesterday, if you're listening to this.
Okay, Paul, underneath your desk there. This is not sabotage. It's a friendly gift.
It sounds like it's sabotage.
It's not sabotage.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It's a friendly gift.
Oh,
happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Serve 16. It's a birthday cake, the chocolate and caramel drip cake. Isn't that a belter?
I mean, it looks great. Look at
that. Isn't it beautiful? Tesco's, guys, if you fancy having a look at what she's got. It serves 16. It's for her only.
Oh, God.
No one else
God.
Is in it. Look how big it is and all.
It's weighty as well. It's like the Paul take 2.
Yes, it is.
Lovely. Well, thank you. And also hate you.
Well, that
at
didn't
the same
sound
time.
Like a thank you. If you don't mind me saying.
Thank you, but also hate you.
You are welcome.
Do you want a slice before you go today?
No,
Jo?
Thank you.
No?
Absolutely
not. Can't tempt you.
No.
I only got you a slice for your birthday. I
and
just want to throw
it out thank you
there.
For that. Well, listen, have a lovely birthday
thank
week.
Thank you.
Calories don't count on your birthday week, as we know.
No.
And good luck.
Thanks. I think I mentioned it last week about the 75 soft hard.
75 soft and hard.
Yeah. I think I'm going to start it next week.
Okay. Well, hold that thought because we've had people messages about this, so we'll need you to do a recap.
Oh,
because people have started it.
Okay, interesting.
So that's get good. Ready. If you've not heard about the 75 soft, 75 hard, it's coming up later in this podcast.
People are also making up their own days as well. So I think we had a message saying I'm doing a 42.
Yes,
so,
I saw that.
So sure,
I don't know what
through.
A 42 is, but we were going to... Listen, let's get through this together. Brand new plan. Off we go. You might need an excuse of the week. Victoria has not needed one again, for fuck's sake. But Amy Thane has sent one in.
Yeah, she says, I'm currently starving, doing Slim Fast for the first time after putting on a whopping £7 in 2 weeks.
Wow.
I've just put my flat on the market. It went up for sale within 2 weeks of my initial inquiry. Panic and stress set in, and the excuse of the week was having to eat the cupboard contents to, to make space. She, which
listen,
is fair.
Absolutely. She needs to make space to shove all the crap she's got around the house in. So that the pictures look great.
Yeah,
and when people
absolutely.
Are coming round. The worst thing about moving out is when somebody says, oh, can I have a look inside the cupboard? You think, oh, fuck.
Did that happen to you?
Yeah, I've had a load of shit in there.
Oh, no, yeah, that didn't happen to us.
Oh,
God,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like, they want to see how much space they've got storage.
Oh, really?
And you think...
Oh, I think we've looked out there because we didn't have that.
Well, listen, Amy, thoughts are with you. Thoughts and prayers. Keep your excuses coming in. You could be featured in a future episode. Right, we've got more for you than this episode as well. Over 180 bonus episodes called Extra Portions if you sign up to our Patreon page. If you join in April, you will get a free new sticker, which we revealed last week, the Future Skinny Bitch, starting Monday, sticker. That's part of your membership. And they are available to buy in our Etsy store, as I now hand over to producer Paul for an apology.
What?
Well, because we put them on sale on the day that they were available, which was the 1st of April.
Yeah, so that was 9 days ago.
Okay.
Go on, take it away.
Well, I've got no internet in my new house, so it turns out when I ordered them from the printers, the design didn't attach to the order.
Oh, for God's sake.
And I've not really been checking my emails, so I didn't notice that until Joe messaged me.
Mm. Oh, great. So we've had all of our lovely listeners that are supporting our podcast not getting their stickers.
Thank you.
They'll be all right.
Okay, so what you meant to say was... Sorry.
I've said there's an oversight. I've explained it.
I've ever heard him say that word.
He's never said it.
I don't need to.
Okay, they're in our Etsy store if you want. Or you can join Patreon, of course, and get one for free. You also get access to our weight loss certificates. There's a gain certificate, which I'm assuming has not been made yet.
Nah.
Okay, on the way, Liam, because you are our holiday gainer and you deserve it. The weight loss certificates, though, this week go to these wonderful Patreon members.
Yeah. We've got Sarah Signitz, I think Ellie and Colliard and Marie Eccles, who have all lost half a stone.
Yeah. Well done. There's a £100 draw each month, and we're going to do that tonight if you're listening on Thursday, April the 11th at 7 p.m. You don't have to join us on Insta Live to win. You just have to be a Patreon member. So get in before 7 o'clock tonight and you could be winning £100. If you want to join this month and immediately get your Future Skinny Bitch sticker, it's just £4 a month. Just search for us in the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. A lot of listeners this week, Victoria, have expressed an interest in 75 soft.
Yes.
Or 75 hard. It's two versions. But give us a recap on the soft.
Okay, so this was the one that I said that I would prefer. And I'm sure you'll understand why. So it says, eat well and only drink alcohol during social occasions. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could consider going out Saturday was a social occasion.
It was 100% social occasion.
Technically, I'm already on it then. drink 3 litres of water per day. Exercise for 45 minutes. Per day and one active recovery day.
Mm-hmm.
Read 10 pages of reading and no progress pictures. You don't need to do that.
Okay, so that's the soft
version.
That's
the soft one. So the hard version is follow a diet with no cheat meals and no alcohol. Absolutely not. drink 1 gallon of water per day.
I was upset about that.
Yeah, it's quite a lot, isn't it? 2 45-minute workouts per day and one must be outside.
No.
10 pages of a non-fiction reading per day and take progress pictures every single day.
Those are the difference. And you've got to do it for 75 days.
Why non-fiction? Like, why do they have to specify that?
Because your brain works differently.
Science.
Yeah
but this, not, you can read some real garbage non-fiction and some really highbrow fiction.
Why are you looking at us like we created this fucking diet?
I'm just reading it. That's a stupid deal.
If you could just now update us on how many days into this you are.
0 days into it.
Oh my God.
But I think, I'm not 100% sure, but probably we'll start on Monday.
Fuck off. The 15th.
Because that takes me to Taylor Week.
Oh.
Or like the week before or something like that.
75 days is to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know you don't have to wait 75 days before starting this thing.
Well, no, I've been busy.
Mm. Okay.
It's been my birthday. I can't diet on my birthday. So I'll start Monday.
Okay.
I mean, that's good.
I mean, no one believes you listening to this podcast, but if you want to kid yourself for a few days, darling, it's going to happen. That's fine. Right, let's get some of your messages. Here we go.
Okay, Sarah Burchett says, me again, who's featured on the last two podcasts with the new puppy.
I remember you, Sarah.
There's an update.
Okay.
I now have a NSD. Non-scale defeat.
Oh, not a non-scale victory, a defeat.
Remember before the puppy when I lost 10 pounds and my expensive coat did up easily?
I do.
Well, the fucker doesn't fit anymore and I'm still blaming the puppy.
Oh, no.
I'm trying so hard every Monday to start fresh, but I'm just in a rut.
Oh, God. Sarah, thoughts are with you. Joanne Horn says, here's an update of my kimchi experience. This is a diet I was trying for one meal, which I then threw in the bin because it's fermented veg. I found it, I bought it, I was promised the dream of a skinny waist, and it was so vile that I did no longer want the skinny waist.
You couldn't even eat.
Couldn't eat it. It was horrible.
She didn't try hard enough.
Joanne has tried, and she's tried for a week, and she says this: waist measurement, the same.
Oh.
Belly or spare tire measurement, the same. Number on the scales, the same.
Oh, no.
The only difference it made was giving me a disgusting wind problem.
Oh.
My husband even suggested that I don't buy that bloody stuff again. It was so strong. Perhaps it would have worked if I'd smeared it over my belly. Oh. Well, interesting.
You know, good for her, though. She tried for a week.
She has tried for a week.
I'm really sad I missed your whole kimchi phase because I was listening to it. And, like, I've tried kimchi before and I knew you would hate it. So I was really excited about it.
What did you think of it when you did it?
I think it's one of those foods where you go, you know, like the first time you try olives and you go, oh, that's horrible, give me another.
Oh,
it's got that feel about it. So it's like, I don't know if I go as far as say I like it, but I've certainly, if like you go to Wagamama or somewhere like that and it's on offer, I will have some kimchi.
But I thought because I could mix it into rice, that's what this article was saying, I thought I just probably wouldn't taste it.
Oh, yeah, you taste it.
But you went for the chili version.
That's all I could find in Sainos.
I don't know why you think you wouldn't taste the chili version.
I know, but I just thought it'll just give the rice a bit of a kick, which I'm fine with. But
I went out somewhere last week for lunch and I remember seeing kimchi on the menu there. I feel like I'm just seeing it all the time now.
Oh, it's a thing, darling.
Oh, it's very trendy. Yeah, yeah. You need to get more fermentation in your diet, guys.
It didn't work for Joanne, guys. So if you were thinking about starting it, think again.
Leanne Hamlet says, I've been messing about with calorie counting for a few weeks. I decided to book a holiday last night and I have 47 days to lose 3 stone.
Wow.
Wine in the bath, lots of teas, CC, MMB, Fast 800 and Slim Fast should do it.
All the diets. Do all the diets. Ruth Swain says, I've had an idea which kind of came from the last podcast episode. Why doesn't producer Paul try the fad diets that we find, kind of like a try it and test it or prove it with Paul type
thing? Prove
it
with Paul.
Okay. Obviously, he can adjust to his dietary requirements because nobody needs another Quavers incident.
Okay. That's
interesting.
Hashtag Quaver boy. Remember one of the greatest...
Get it on a sticker.
Quavers have got gluten in, guys. Okay. Just be careful with them.
You up for it?
He's not really saying no.
No, he hasn't actually.
Well, I mean, like, if you come up with something like kimchi, it's like, I'm fine eating kimchi. It doesn't bother me. I'm kind of into it. You come up with a lot of stupid ideas, though, is the problem.
Oh, Joe comes up with a lot of stupid ideas.
Mm-hmm. How dare you? Well, kimchi was mine, and you think you'd be up for that, but Joanne's tried that, so that's off the list.
Right, you're 75 soft is like, well, I drink 3 litres of water a day. I read at least 10 pages of a book every day.
45 minutes exercise.
That's the bit of a sticking point.
And eating
Otherwise,
well.
I'm nailing.
And eating well.
Yeah,
those two bits.
I mean, I eat really well. You should have seen the ice cream I had last night.
Well, listen, he's not saying no. So any suggestions?
Interesting. Yeah, that's good.
Get on our social.
I do like the Prove It with Paul.
I do. Everyone whose message gets read on the podcast will receive a No Shame In Again sticker. But of course, if you're a Patreon member, you can choose which sticker you receive. Just get in touch with your name and address. And remember, we are on socials at Secret Slim Pod or the Secret World of Slimming Clubs community group on Facebook. We're on there, you're on there. Let the chat commence.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Right, let's get the next update, and it's from me.
Good things this week. One, my in-car snack is now standard blueberries. Because in the car, it doesn't matter how long the journey is, I have got into the habit of snacking on something. The bad thing I've had this week is I tried the new Walker Sensation cheese and chili chutney crisps. Not really been eating a lot of crisps, but they were a catalyst for me to start eating crisps again. Also this week, we had people visiting for afternoon drinks. So that's all bloody calories. Mm-hmm. Need to update you on what it's like living with my boyfriend whilst dieting. I got home on lunchtime to drop my car off before the afternoon drinking session, and something was beeping in the kitchen. And that beep was Matt's porridge in the microwave. So we put it in the microwave and then just forgot that he'd not had breakfast.
Again.
And wow. My motivation is going to be the following. We've got two photo sessions this week, one for the radio show, and then Victoria and I have got one on Tuesday. Been a lot of requests for bright clothes, which I don't own.
It's horrible. It's horrible because when you're a serial dieter like I am, you're very comfortable in a black number.
I was trying my clothes on, and a lot of my dresses and my bright dresses were pre-pregnancy ones. Tried them on, they did not go over the girls.
Did they not go over the girls?
Still a bit tight. But if anything, that's again been a bit of a kick up the arse to get back in them. Yeah, so,
it's,
yes.
It's not. I want to be the girl that's flouncing around, if that's the right word, in a lovely bright dress. And I am not that person.
Oh,
yet.
You could pull it off, though.
Oh, my God.
You could, you've got great legs.
Thank you.
I've said it before.
And but here's the problem. Because of the breast issue, a dress, a flowy dress, goes over the breast and then just hangs down.
Okay, yeah.
And so...
A bit like a tent.
Like a tent.
That's not a good look.
Do not want to look like I'm wearing a tent, unfortunately. So, yeah, not comfortable in a bright colour. And, yeah, you just... No one understands.
No.
No one at a photo shoot, at all usually skinny, understands. You just look like a dick.
Great. I'm really excited to do this with you today.
That's my photo shoot attitude.
Great.
So really get used
to that. Well, we've got cake, so we'll be fine.
We've got cake. Well, absolutely fine.
I mean, to give you an idea of a photo shoot attitude, why did you have a photo shoot yesterday, Jo?
Because we didn't like the first photo shoot that we had. So they had to.
Okay.
And let me tell you this. Also didn't enjoy the second.
Oh, no.
Wow.
So
third time's a charm.
Oh, God, I'm a bit nervous for this now.
Anyway, guys, that's a behind-the-scenes look.
Anyway, your week.
Yes. I got weighed yesterday at a different group because we were in Sheffield. And so I was not going to get back to my group in time. So the committed weigher that I am... for Margaret Miles Bramwell, head of Slimming World, still doing it for you, darling. I found a group which was in a working men's club.
Brilliant. Okay.
In the fucking middle of nowhere in Sheffield. I mean, you felt like you were taking your life into your old into your own hands.
Right.
And to get into the group, to Slimming World group, I had to walk past a load of toothless old men. Who were downing pints.
Great.
Outside, who were obviously OG working men's club members. And they just all stare at you as you're wandering by.
It's all these women, isn't it? Yeah.
And then I went into the working men's club, which did have a bar where you were. I don't think the bar was open. It was a different bit. Maybe it's a function room or something. But guys, fuck off, everyone, because it was a carpet.
No!
Oh, wow.
Another shag pile.
I got weight. So whatever has happened on these scales is absolutely fucking irrelevant.
Do you know what you should have done before you went? You should have rang the leader and be like, excuse me, your scales?
Can you let me know?
Floor or carpet?
Floor, yeah.
Can I bring my own planks of wood?
It was not...
Okay.
Great. And when I got weighed, before I tell you what happened... In terms of numbers, the woman on the scales went, oh, good Easter.
Oh, no.
And I was like, what? And I just thought, I've got to style this out and just go, yeah, because I can't say, well, I've not had a fucking Easter egg, actually.
Oh, no.
I just went, oh, yeah.
But this was after your drinks, though, because you went out afternoon, didn't you?
Yeah, we did go out drinking. So I was still a bit bloated. So, guys, bloating plus a carpet equals £1 gain.
Oh, that's fine.
It's not fine.
It's the carpet.
It is the carpet. And the only thing that's made me go, okay, whatever, is the fact it's a carpet and I don't believe the number.
Yeah, it's not your usual group.
It's not my usual group. I don't believe the number. I'm pissed off because at the photo shoot we were at all day, I could have ordered any food I wanted. And do you know what I ordered?
Nothing.
An apple.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I might as well just had a fucking sandwich.
Producer Paul, have you ordered catering for me and Joe today?
For today,
you've
yeah.
got that cake in front of you. You both had cake.
Anyway, a pound on, but don't put it on the list, Paul.
No, because put it on the list.
No, because it doesn't count.
It does count.
It counts.
Well, okay, in brackets, carpet.
Shagpile.
In brackets, shagpile. If you put that on, I will allow it.
I will put brackets, shagpile.
Thank you. So we know as we're looking back over the year, oh, she did gain that week, but not her fault.
But you've done well, considering obviously you had your holiday and then you've lost for the two, like, didn't you get all mainly all
last week? I lost £3.
Yeah, well, there we go then.
Oh, it was a bloody big week for me. And I know my leader's going to go, she wasn't really in fucking Sheffield. She always goes to another group when she puts on. I know she's going to think that. And she's going to think, oh, she drove to Sheffield.
I was going to say, that's quite a long way to go just to prove that point.
No, but I feel like that's what she thinks. Oh, you've made an effort this week, have you, when you've lost? Interesting. Anyway, that's the situation. We look forward to producer Paul's two-week gain.
Isn't it 3 weeks?
Is it 3 weeks since we've
because you packed your scales, so you couldn't weigh them,
oh, yeah,
and then
yeah,
there was 2 weeks moving.
Forever.
Well, no, we were off for a week, weren't
oh,
we?
Oh, yeah, true.
And then I've been off for two episodes since
then.
So it's been
all that then. You didn't have your scales.
Yeah, the last time I got a weight for is the 14th of March.
That's a month.
It's
away.
A month, essentially.
Fine. Jesus. So this is going to be epic, guys, and it's on
it
the
be.
Way. After our NSVs, because we do want to celebrate our NSVs, our non-scale victories. Not all about that number on the scale. It's about everything else that happens to keep us happy on the journey.
Natalie Short says, non-scale victory for me today. I sorted through loads of clothes over the weekend and I found my old work suits from Next.
Nice.
I tried the size 18 black trousers and they fitted me lovely. I felt so good going into work today in them that I teamed them with my new heels.
Nice.
I know a size 18 is still a million miles off where I should be and will be, but for me, from a 24, it felt fantastic.
Oh, it does. What a. That's ace.
That is really good, isn't it? My daughter has also earned money selling them on Vinted this week as well. So what a bonus. Reminded me to enjoy the little things along the way. It's about so much more than just the number on the scales.
It really is. So any non-scale victory you've got, do let us know.
Yeah, I love that.
Having said all that, we turn to producer Paul, who, as we've just said, has not weighed in on this podcast for a month.
We would never get away with that.
Oh my God, imagine him. You're giving him
just
imagine.
Saying. Just okay. saying.
Well, you are on this podcast, you do have to get weighed.
Haven't even seen my scales in that whole time, so I've not weighed in at all in that time until this morning.
So okay. You've had a house move, so you've had a week off work.
Moved house in the most dramatic circumstances.
Yes, you did.
We had to get out of our house with 3 days' notice.
Oh, no.
And the people we were buying the house off wouldn't get out of their fucking house. Don't get me started on those people. That's another podcast. And so we moved into an Airbnb, lovely cottage.
With a hot down tub?
By a river, yeah, with a hot tub, wood-fired hot tub.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, that was cool, yeah. It was like really down at a mile down a lane. You wouldn't see anyone there.
Unnecessary of you to send us a photo of you in it.
Sent yeah. you pics of me in a hot tub, it's, girls.
It's very scarred.
Maybe we should add that to the Patreon, one of the benefits.
God. If anybody would like that picture and they were willing to pay for it, I'm willing to sell it. So anyway, that's where we stand with that.
So I had a week in that, and then we moved to another Airbnb that was like a loft apartment that was really nice in the little town that we've moved to, directly across the road from a chippy.
Brilliant.
Our new chippy, because okay. it's only a mile away from the house we're in. We stayed there 4 nights, went to the chippy 3 times. You know what we did the other night? Went to the pub, went to a restaurant.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So you don't even know if the oven works in your place yet, in your new house?
We've been... That's before we moved into our house.
Oh, sorry,
so while we were
course,
in this
yes.
apartment, because it was so weird. It's like for most of that time, I was actually working, but still living like we were on holiday.
Okay, question. The apartment B&B that you were in, did it have a lift?
No, it didn't actually.
Right.
There were a lot of stairs.
Okay.
And I've been doing a lot of manual labour
yes.
during this time.
Flat pack furniture.
Yeah, a lot of things
have
like that. Scrubbing.
Have you had to remortgage your house again to afford all of the food that you've eaten?
I've spent over $2,000 in Airbnbs, like eating out. It's ridiculous how much money
I've
spent.
Try and sell this picture then, to be honest.
Sure, yeah, okay.
Okay.
So yeah, in that time, so we've eaten a lot, but have done a lot of manual labour, and I can tell you, in the month since I last weighed in, I have maintained.
Oh, my God!
Now, it's not as jammy as it sounds, because I'm still like, I'm a stone heavier than I should be, so I'm at a high level.
You've done really well with that. Three chippies in a row.
Now, maybe the thing that saved me is we lost the cat one day. She got out the first day that we got her back in our new house after she'd been in at the in-laws for
she
a week.
She tried to escape.
And
Paul.
I was walking around this new estate all day. I did 18,000 steps because my wife was so upset.
Oh.
Our son, whose cat it is, had his headphones on playing Fortnite with his mates all day long because we had to just leave him while he was doing it. He still doesn't know that the cat escaped.
No way.
The cat, you know where we found her?
Next door, having some dinner?
No, on the bed upstairs in the spare room.
Are you joking? No. She was there the whole time?
I don't think she was there the whole time. She did get out, but we left. It was
God.
A nice day, so we left the doors open to try and help her come back, and I'm out walking
Freaking
around.
Out. That is such a cat thing to do.
Yeah, yeah. So annoying.
Oh, but brilliant.
Yeah.
And also, I wonder if the stress of, have I actually got a house to live in, has helped shift a few of those certain game pounds.
Yeah.
That's it. I was spending pretending like on holiday. It didn't feel like we're on holiday because I was homeless.
Okay, well, but we'll maintain.
Back on it now?
Yeah, well, I've got to be back on it because, like, we're back to cooking and, you know, I have to eat what my wife gives me and she's got me on tightened portions as well. Although I have had a bit of a sore throat, so I have been having a couple of ice creams portions in the evening.
Why? You're six.
Yeah, no, because I've it's got a sore throat. My
give me some ice cream.
It's necessary.
I'm ill now because you've got a sore throat from being in this room with you. I'm not going to be happy.
Oh, you've braced yourself.
Well, you never seem happy with me anyway, so
Victoria, just have ice cream. You'd well, be yeah. fine, tell him. He maintained. Send your messages in. let's get some of your messages then before we go.
Sharon Bottomley says, I get weighed on a Wednesday after a 10-day all-inclusive in the Gambia.
Oh, nice. Oh,
immediately yeah. followed by a long weekend in Glasgow.
Oh.
My holiday gain record was £12 after four nights in London.
Wow.
I wonder if I've smashed it. And then she messaged us again later on. It was an amazing holiday and certainly worth the £8
gain. Oh,
nice.
That's why you don't know how lucky you are, Paul. Because you have been eating like you're on holiday and you've maintained. And
maybe
it's going to be a lot of angry girls.
She should think about losing her cat.
Leanne Ballantyne says, I need help. I've just joined MMB for the millionth time. Actual stat. I'm going for a curry on Saturday night. Bring your own booze. I really don't want to say fuck it, as I'll end up drowning myself in poppadoms, korma, and all the fried starters and sides with naan. What would my fellow MMBs suggest I eat and drink to try and stay on plan? The thing about going for a curry is that is where, if you stay on plan, it's fucking miserable.
Oh, because it's like plain rice, isn't it?
It's like plain rice and, you know, the tikka chicken that's not got the
sauce
on.
Oh, the dry.
Yeah.
A bit of salad.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a curry.
So you can do it, but
don't do
that's
it.
Not why you go out for a curry.
No.
Is it? You don't go out for a curry. You go out for a passanda or something with all of the cream.
I remember years ago, and it was when I lived in Leeds, so yeah, we're talking like 15 years ago, I went out for a curry and I remember I ate that much that I literally couldn't walk home. and I still remember it to this day because I was in pain. Like walking through Hyde Park, literally just hobbling because I literally did not stop. I mean, it was great.
I went for a curry in York once. There's an Indian restaurant just near the river in town. And my best friend was so drunk that she, before the curry arrived to the table, just put her head on the table and went to sleep. And the waiter said, oh, do you want to get her home? And I said, no.
I want to eat.
Yeah, and it was the best, because they do this tomato, it was really creamy tomato curry. And I was like, I'm visiting here and I don't get this anywhere else.
Oh, wow.
So I sat and ate my whole curry while Sonia...
outing
slept. Her. And then and when I'd finished, I said, oh, come on, off a cocktail. Here we should go. The best Indian.
Can't believe we've never Indian. Heard that story before.
That's great.
Not one I'm proud of. No, now it's out there. I can start getting over
poor
it.
Poor Sonia.
Okay, final message. Here we go.
Katie Addy says, hi, ladies, and producer Paul. I felt I had to message as I've rejoined the yacht club this week after 3 years away. I weighed in at 13 stone 11. How depressing to log into my old Slimming World online account and see my previous progress. My first weigh-in back then was 13 stone 8.
Oh, no.
And my final weigh-in before ditching it, going solo, was 10 stone
oh,
8.
Oh, God.
And somehow this wasn't even target.
That is crazy.
So here we go again.
Yeah, here we go again. But that is crazy.
Yeah, I think my target was about 10-7, I think. That was always mine.
Yeah.
Very far from that now.
Okay, let's not talk about targets just yet. You've all got yourselves an exclusive No Shame In A Gain sticker. Slimmer of the week must go to either...
Oh,
Victoria
yeah.
or producer
Paul. It's got to be me. It's got to be me.
It's got to be you.
Because mine's after a month.
Okay, hang on then. Go on the charts and see what Victoria's done in a month.
Okay, in the last month. So since Oh,
oh no, but I had a big
you've gained £4.
Oh, sorry, Victoria. I didn't realise that. Paul gets it.
Yes.
But it's my birthday.
I'm sorry. Let's see what you do on your birthday, darling, before you get it. We'll be back on Monday for Patreon members, back here on Tuesday and Thursday as well. So whether you're slimming or sinning, remember,
there's no shame in a game.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.